Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hi, welcome to this week's edition of Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. I am Master Mark Sirianis. I am your host. We're a member of the Believe Network, and we are sponsored by Bet Online. I am very pleased to be joined today by Taekwondo champion Julio Cesar Carlos, and we are following up on our series regarding the PKA and PKA worldwide. And I'm really privileged. I always love, as we know, to be able to speak to Taekwondo enthusiasts, practitioners. So thank you, sir. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Master. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Are we speaking to you? Are you in Queens today? You live in Queens still?
Yes, sir.
Oh, very Queens, good. Near and dear to my heart. Near and dear to my heart.
Yes, so, sir.
Very good.
You're in Aspen.
Very good. Well, that's great. I have an office in Woodside, so we're right around the corner. So that's
right there.
Very, very good. This episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Basketball is back, and Bet Online remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at Bet Online. As for your continued source for all sports wagering information, Bet Online features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports and events, whether it's NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, or even golf. Head over to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use the code BLEAV, that's B-L-E-A-V, to receive that 50% welcome deposit. So you deposit $100 and Bet Online will match that with an additional $50. So Bet Online, where the gaming starts. So thank you so much. And there's tons of combat sports that Bet Online deals with. So it's exciting. And it was really exciting to talk to Joe Corley and to talk to Jeff Smith. I know they're very, very excited about reinvigorating the league and the platform. And in doing that, they've really put a lot of thought into it. And for you to be signed as the first fighter, the first official signing, says a lot about where and how they are looking to take this platform. So tell me, from your perspective, we'll circle back to your background. But in terms of that, how does that make you feel? And what does that say to you about what your expectations are of the league going forward?
Well, to be honest, before Joe Corley or Jeff Smith or anyone has ever, like, before they reached out, I had never really heard about the PK. I always heard about their stars. Standouts are, you know, Superfoot Bill Wallace, Rick sure. Rufus, who I had the pleasure of having an interview the other day with. I knew them. I knew of them, but I didn't really know of the PKA. So it's really an honor and it's a privilege to be chosen to be the first person to be signed by the PKA. I don't really know what to expect at the moment, but, you know, I usually just roll with the punches. I just go with what works, you know? Yeah. And as I've always said, if it's not broke, you know, don't fix it. My style has been hands down one of the best styles there are in Taekwondo ever, you know? So I'm just going to go in there and do exactly what I've always done.
So, there were a lot of people they've been talking to all over the country. They've been interviewing a lot of fighters, signing, you know, the idea of bringing a lot of fighters on board. But they selected you to be the first guy. Why do you think that is? What do you think specifically about? There's a lot of guys who are good, right? Yeah, obviously, I know you think you're the best, and you probably are the best. But what is it that they saw? You can't always tell that in a trial. You can't always tell that in a short audition. But what is it that they saw in you? You think that intrigued them so much to make you the face of the new PKA?
It's hard to really pinpoint one thing that they really saw or what stood out to them. My track record has really done, you know, speaks for itself. I'm a 6-time world champion in Taekwondo. I've dedicated my entire young life to the sport. And yeah, after 6 titles, I'm sure that kind of was a little bit of the reason why I stood out at first. And when we had the trials, you know, I had two small matches against 2 good fighters. And once they saw me in the ring, you know, with my movement, my timing, I think what really sealed the deal was it brought back a lot of old like feelings of like, all right, maybe this guy's the new Bill Wallace. You know, that's the one thing Master Corley mentioned to me. That's the first thing he mentioned to me after I fought the first fight. He made a funny joke saying like, hey, have you been watching Superfoot? Have you been to, or how many seminars have you been of Superfoot Wallace? And to be honest, I've never attended one. I always watched him as I was younger, you know? Yeah. But I think that's kind of what made them, you know.
That's high praise. I mean, that is high praise. That's high praise. And he's great. And he's also a great guy. We've interviewed him several times and he's really approachable and he loves to share his knowledge and certainly a great.
He's a man.
Yeah, absolutely. So for those that aren't that familiar with your background, you have a long storied history in Taekwondo. You started very early. You started as a child. And I saw you in one of the interviews, you know, you talked about the fact that, you know, people come into Taekwondo for a lot of reasons. I think your reason was your parents signed you up for local Taekwondo classes. Am I right about that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It was just, you know, it was kind of like luck. It was, my parents needed something for me to do. You know, my brother, my sister, three of us were around the same age. We used to come out of school and we would head straight to my dad's restaurant and we would basically just eat everything that we could, you know? So right. I guess, you know, his pockets started feeling it. He was like, these guys are getting fat. One, number two, my pockets are getting a little thinner. So let's try and see if we can get them into an extracurricular activity. And happened to be 2 stores down from the restaurant. We had Queens Taekwondo Center. That's where we started off. And that's where I've been ever since. You know, I started there, never left. It wasn't love at first sight. You know, I could lie to you right now and tell you it was fun from the start, but to be honest, it was tough. It was tough getting me there. As a kid, I was just always really emotional. I just wanted to do what I wanted to do. And if I wasn't up to it, I was just going to throw a fit. So it was hard to keep me in there, but I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 years down the line, that's where a switch kind of like, you know, it flipped and I started liking it. And yeah, the rest is history.
And that's, you know, one of the things is that the reasons why people, we all often say that the reasons why people come is not often the reason why people stay. And many people have paths where they leave, they come back. Many people have paths where they get to black belt and they feel like they've accomplished everything they need to and they leave. But you're there for a long time. You're there for 2 decades, right? So what is it?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. What is it that's kept you there? What is it that now, obviously you have new motivation, but what is it that kept you there during that period of time? What was your motivation for staying? What was the main reasons?
It was a couple. One of the reasons was just to see how far I could go within the ITF, you know, Taekwondo. At first, it was just like, I was just going for it, rolling with the punches. You know, I always, you know, I always think back and I have an older brother, Emmanuel, also a world champion in Taekwondo, top fighter from the USA. And I was always in his shadow at first, you know, he was the older brother. He was just more athletic. just everything, anything you can think of, he was just better at me. You know, if you have an older brother, you know that.
This is exactly my story. Your story mirrors mine, although I'm not a world champion, but it mirrors my story.
But it's the same thing. You know, I was always just like the little one, you know, it was Emmanuel and there's that guy, Julio. Yeah,
right.
So I think, I think that's one of the main reasons why I kept me going and kept that fire inside me, like burning, you know. I can use my brother as an example. I feel like he was the opposite. And I think if I didn't have that, that shade per se, right, being under his shadow for so long, I wouldn't be where I am now. I can use him as an example. He never really had that. You know, he was always out in the spotlight. Right. He was always the first one. And you look at him now and he's kind of like he got burnt out real quick.
Sure.
Real early. So one of the main reasons was that I was never really in the spotlight and I was always just working hard, trying to get there. So, and once I got there, the next goal was to maintain it, see how far I can go, see if I can repeat it. When, you know, I won the first world title, my junior world title in 2009. And then 2 years later, I had to transfer from junior into senior. So it was a big jump. But with my coach, Master Perlaza, he literally transformed me into a beast. I was at 15 when I first started training with him. I was a fat, chubby little guy, short. You know, I was talented. I had my spin. I had my reverse hook kick. I had my lead lead side kick. But I had nothing else. This guy transformed me from 1 year to the other. I was a new guy. It was literally, it got to the point where people that had seen me the year before, they saw me the next year and the following years, they said, "Hey, man, you must have been training with the Dragon Ball Z guys and the hyperbolic chamber or something. Something happened to you that made you turn into this freaking beast."
Somebody flipped the switch. That's great.
Somebody did something. They just did something and it just transformed me, to be honest. And after I went into 2011, the senior division, you know, kind of like with a little X on my back, you know, everybody was looking at the new guy in the adult division. No one really expected me to win. And, you know, everybody but me, you know, I had a feeling I was going to win just because I knew what we were doing back with Master Perlaza. No one else has done. No one's been doing it. And yeah, I cruised right through them. I beat everybody. If I'm not mistaken, I probably retired about 4 or 5 of the top guys in the lightweight. After that, they fought me, they hung it up. They knew that was their time was done, and they knew it was Julio's time. So yeah, from 2011 all the way to 2019, I was basically either gold medalist or silver medalist, you know. So yeah, it was, you know, I've had a lot of struggles throughout those 10 years. I had a couple of accidents, you know, major accidents. I got a burn on my face. I got basically 19% of my body was in third degree burn. Yeah, I was in culinary school. It was a crazy accident. I was reaching into the oven and next thing I know, somebody says, "Oh, shoot." I look to my right and that's where I feel like hot, something really hot on my face. Then, a few days later, I realized that someone spilled caramel on my face. So that was literally 2 months after winning the world title in 2011. Wow. So I'm coming from up here. I'm on the cloud. I'm untouchable. Then I go into the school, the accident happens and I'm just all the way down there. My whole life gets switched. It's so bad to the point where I had to wear a hoodie for about 6 months. I didn't really think I was going to, you know, get better. I didn't think I was going to change. I thought that was it. I was done. Right. You know, and this is really good for everyone back home. Any readers, anybody listening, that, you know, no matter what happens, you know, no matter how down you might be at that moment, it's not it. It's not the end. And I'm very thankful that I had the my Taekwondo family, my martial arts family with me, beside me, you know. I had maybe 2 months off. After that, I was like, screw this. I'm not going to let this hold me down. I have my team behind me.
That's
my
phenomenal.
Taekwondo family. Yes, sir. I have them behind me. And, you know, now 10 years later, I'm happy to say I was able to repeat 4 more times winning
That's
the world
phenomenal.
Title. So
that's really great. Sir. That's very impressive story. And And, you know, we face these crazy challenges. Everybody's challenges are different, but hopefully Taekwondo helps us to be able to find the community and the strength to be able to overcome the hardships. So I'm really happy to hear that. And here you
are. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So let's talk a little bit about your training. I had the pleasure to watch some of your videos. You have a very unconventional training style. I really enjoyed it. If anybody has the opportunity to check out your Instagram or your YouTube, get a look at it. I had the feeling that I had said to someone, you reminded me of a articulate Rocky Balboa. From either the first movie or from Rocky IV, you know, using a lot of really Taekwondo methods, but really not necessarily in the most conventional of training centers and things of that nature to be able to supplement your training at the Dojang. So tell me about that. How did that all come about and how has that helped your success? Because it seems to me like there's no greater indication of someone's dedication than watching. And if you have an opportunity to see it, you'll see the elaborate measures that Leo's gone to be able to set up a training regimen.
Yeah, for sure. Guys, just if you can, check out my Instagram page at JulioTKD.
And we'll link, we'll link those in the notes.
Perfect. So yeah, it all comes down to the madman, Master Perlaza. Those videos that you see, they're all recorded in his house, his backyard. He thinks out of the box. He's so unique. And I feel like we're just perfect for each other in a way. You know, I don't want to sound too romantic.
No, that's great.
Here,
the chemistry between a coach and an athlete is important to success.
Of course, I agree. And you know, you can't always. It's easy to just put them to the side. You know, you are the star, but in reality, without him or whoever it is beside you, you got to remember that. You wouldn't be who you are today. So you always got to go back and, you know, give thanks and mention them and have them right by you, whether you're up here or down here. Right.
That's great.
So yeah, Master Perlaza is the madman. He's sick. He's about, I think he's going to get mad if I tell him his age, but he's 63 years old. This guy is stronger than I am, more fit. He's the reason I'm still motivated. He's the reason I'm still going forward. He's the reason why you see me do all those crazy things in those videos. So everything you saw was because of him.
That's great.
You know, yeah, I've always been athletic. I've always been up for any physical sports activity. I'm still a kid in a grown man's body, basically. Give me a ball, give me a hoop, give me a wall. I'm ready.
That's great. That's terrific. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed watching it. So tell me a couple of just random things, right? So I love to have the opportunity to talk to Taekwondo people. What's your favorite kick?
Reverse hook kick.
Okay.
Reverse hook kick. It might be a tie. Reverse hook kick's my favorite. My go-to is my lead leg side kick.
Lead leg side kick. Okay.
That's
good. That definitely tells me why they compare you to Bill Wallace, right? So that's my thing, sir. That's a big deal. What's your least favorite kick?
Least favorite kick. I would have maybe a twisting kick because it's so awkward and I'm not flexible at all. So difficult. Yeah.
People get into martial arts, people get into Taekwondo, and there's a lot, right? It's not just sparring. So there's forms, there's all different things that we do in competition. Was it always sparring for you? Was that always the passion? And did you take up, you know, doing other things? Did you do forms competition? Did you do those things as well? Or that never really had the interest for you?
Well, sparring has always been my number one goal. You know, I've always just wanted to be the best in sparring just because it's so free. It's just so me, you know what I mean? It just lets me display the best of me. But because of my master Ruben Suarez, he was really strict with his teaching. So he said that, you know, if you're going to do sparring, you have to do forms. So I had no choice. I had to do forms. So, you know, probably in the moment, I thought it was stupid, but thinking of it now, you know, it did help me out immensely. You know, if you build great technique in the forms, you can translate that over into sparring. So, you know, I did compete in a lot of world championships with forms. I never won the gold medal in the world championship, but I did get a couple of silver medals, which is not easy.
That's great. You know, no, not at all.
But it was always just a warm up for me, you know, stepping into the ring, doing the forms. I was just like, I'll see how it goes and just use this for warm up because tomorrow the fight's going to go off. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's great. So, all right. That's exciting stuff. So tell me now about your approach to you've made the transition, right? I mean, Taekwondo, even when you reach the ultimate, the highest levels in the Taekwondo arena is an amateur arena, right? We shoot for Olympics or we shoot for world champion, but now you're in a professional arena. How does that change your approach, or does it change your approach in terms of, you know, again, you're just getting started in this league, but you've had other kickboxing experience. How does the notion that you're in a professional environment change anything about what you're doing, your training, your philosophy, anything, or does it?
It definitely does change. And, you know, it was a tough transition at first, going from semi-contact. Taekwondo is semi-contact. We all know that. And the more it adapts, the more rules that they have with in regards to contact. You know, probably 20 years ago, they would allow, you know, a strong punch, you know, some blood or something. But now the rules are straightforward. You know, you draw blood, you're disqualified. You use too much contact, you can get a minus point. So of course, going into the kickboxing ring was literally just like apples and oranges. Like you couldn't compare. And when I my first fight, I still remember going into the ring thinking I was doing Taekwondo sparring, and it was a rude awakening. You know, I still won my fight, but I was sliding on the floor left and right. It was not pretty. So immediately I knew that I had to change some things up, you know, after 2 or 3 years, I think it's about 3 years now being in the kickboxing circuit, I've learned to adapt and, you know, switch a couple of things that I know I needed to adjust. But you can't forget your roots. You can't forget where you came from and what made you who you are. So I always try to stick and, you know, go back to my style. Yeah. Get a little bit of here, grab, adjust here, adjust there, but don't change anything. You know, people have always had trouble with my style, whether they're kickboxers, whether they're boxers, whether they're Taekwondo fighters. It's just because it's me. It's just, I'm a different level. The things we've done with Master Parlaza has literally just transformed me into someone who won't be touched, basically. You know, my game is basically like Mayweather. You know, everybody might hate Mayweather, but he's the man. He knows how to hit and not get hit. So it might be boring for people to watch, but that's class. That's what it's all about. Nobody wants to go in there, give two punches and take two back. Like, what's the point of that? You got to give two and dodge. So that's my style. And that's where I think I'm going to shine. That's where the people are going to, you know, whoever I'm up against in the PKA, they're going to realize that. They might see me and they might think I'm real nice, real humble. And I am for sure outside the ring. But once I get in there, they're going to notice, they're going to see, whoa, this guy's in another level. And for sure, most of the time, most people just come out of there with like respect and say like, hey, Uzi, you're freaking awesome. I want to learn from you somehow. So I'm looking forward to putting on a show and finally being able to demonstrate to the world, you know, show them who I am, what I've done, what we've worked, you know?
Well, that's great. I know that that day is coming. In speaking to the PKA folks, I know that sometime early in 2023, we'll have an opportunity. Hopefully we'll be there live, depending on where that event is. And I know you'll have the opportunity to be on the main card, and that's really, really exciting. So I want to wish you luck in that. We are going to, in this, summing this up, we'll make sure to link all of your Instagram and all of your YouTube, and we'll make sure to you know, let our readers know about your progress. And I'm sure we'll be speaking to you post fight on fight night. So I'm really looking forward to that. So
of course, everybody back home, get ready for the PKA. PKA is just, we're just different. We're, you know, I know you're used to the UFC, all these other fight organizations that just, you go in there, you just go, you look at it, you just, it's just choosing between who is the tougher guy, who is going to receive more punches, who's going to brawl harder. You know, it's just basically like a street fight. The PKA is a little different. It allows us to show our striking, you know, a little more kicks. The cool thing about the PKA is that every round you have to throw at least 8 kicks to, I guess, stay in good terms. You know, if you don't throw 8 kicks within that round, you basically lose that round. So it doesn't matter how good you are with your hands. It allows us to show our spin hook kicks, spin 360. So guys, be ready for that.
Well, that is our core audience, and I know that they'll be looking forward to it, and I'm really excited for it. I want to thank you for talking to us today. I am going to get a chance, you know, again, I'm in Queens, so we'll get a chance. Maybe we'll do some sort of a coverage of you, you know, training.
Let me know when. We'll be up in Woodside.
We'll definitely work it out. So this episode has been brought to you by Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts, and look for us and look for all full coverage of Julio Cesar Carlos and the PKA worldwide as it really, really dominates in 2023.
Do you believe?
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.